UW-Madison senior Tim Vlietstra thought he had beaten the odds. The 21-year-old from Elkhart Lake had a job lined up at a financial services company in Milwaukee, only to have the offer rescinded.
Most people I knew that got rescinded. It happened months ago. I was pretty upset that it happened. Just a couple weeks before I graduated.
We're going to need people who understand healthcare, perhaps people with a nursing degree.
So Vlietstra has come to an on-campus recruiting session for the health insurance claims company EDS, which has an office in Madison. EDS recruiters say they want to hire 8 to 10 people in the coming months. That picks Vlietstra up just a little bit, but he's still disappointed his first job offer fell through.
I was going to be a project manager, so it was pretty much a dream job.
But career counselors like Leslie Kohlberg say students like Vlietstra should still hold on to their goals.
It's not a good time to just eliminate that plan. But the way there look, the steps towards that goal right now might look extremely different than you expected.
Kohlberg directs UW-Madison's College of Letters and Science Career Services. She's seen firsthand how seniors are dealing with the down job market. She says the applications for community service programs like Teach for America and AmeriCorps have tripled. Other students are going straight to graduate school. Those may be good options for graduates in their early 20s, but it's not so ideal for students like Janesville resident Diane Ariza. She's raising 2 kids and was laid off from the auto supply company Lear 2 years ago. So she enrolled at Black Hawk Technical College and is graduating with a degree in IT security. She hopes that will increase her chances of landing a job. But she hasn't found one yet. In the last 6 months, she's had a few interviews, but so far no luck.
One that was really promising that I hoped for said, you know what, not right now, but that doesn't mean forever. It just may take some time before they can get a job position open.
Ariza's struggle is not unique in Janesville. Last year's General Motors plant closing there has driven the city's unemployment rate to almost 14%. That's one of the highest in the state. Because of this, Ariza's open to a long commute. She's applied to an IBM center in Dubuque, Iowa, 2.5 hours away.
That wouldn't be a great commute, you know, but it would be possible to do it, stay there a week and come home on the weekends kind of thing for the kids. So wouldn't be an ideal situation, but it would be doable.
Black Hawk career counselor Chris Pody says Ariza's flexibility is important in these hard times. She's seen a steady drop in jobs posted to Wisconsin Tech Connect, a job site for graduates. And for the first time, their regional job fair was canceled for a lack of employers.
Hopefully by the fall, we'll have something going again for a job fair. But that would indicate that this is one of the worst times we have seen in this area.
Some economists at the Department of Workforce Development say there are signs the economy will start to pick up later this year. Pody says while it may take longer to find a job, most graduates will succeed as long as they don't give up. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.